Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and westmorelandgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. And today we are talking St. Vincent College women's basketball with new assistant coach Jenna Lafko. Jenna is a 2021 SVC grad, and she had a great four-year career with the women's basketball team. We're going to talk about all of that as we get going here this morning. So, Jenna, good morning, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, DJ. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on, and I know we talked a little bit, probably March or something, after you guys won the PAC and everything, so we're going to talk about that as well. You guys had a great season, I know, for your senior season. But before we get into all of that, coaching and your career at St. Vincent, my first question is, how did you get interested in basketball in the first place?
Yeah, well, so my dad, Coach Joe Lafko at Hampton, I was around basketball my whole life. He's been coaching at Hampton for 25 years now. I would be up with him and my brother in the mornings at basketball camp, his practices. It was just always like a family thing. He played at Westminster, so it was kind of like, Jenna, you're going to play basketball. my mom wanted me to do cheerleading and all that stuff, but basketball is in my blood. So that was like the main sport that I kind of got into.
Awesome. As you mentioned, your dad coaches at Hampton. You're a native of Gibsonia, and you went to Hampton High School. So talk about your time there and your playing career.
Yeah. I mean, I had a great career at Hampton as well. I was under two different coaches, Mary Bukovac and Tony Howard. We were successful, definitely. I honestly give so much credit to my time at Hampton, getting me prepared for the college level. My last coach, Tony Howard, really pushed me to be the best that I could be and really prepare me to come to the next level. So I'm very grateful for my time at Hampton.
Do you get back to Hampton much these days? I guess you might.
Yeah, my parents are still there. I'm only an hour away, so anytime that I can pop home and see my parents, my brother, and my dogs, I do anytime that I can.
There you go. Now, I want to talk about coaching here, and obviously you mentioned your dad, and he's going to be going into year 26 as the Hampton boys coach, and he's also a WPIAL Hall of Famer. And I know before we started the interview, you asked me if you knew your dad or he was a coach, and I was like, I had no idea until I looked all this up, so I felt really, really dumb about that. But what a program, from what I've read and saw, that he's really established at Hampton. So just talk about your dad and the role, you know, he's played in your life and your basketball life.
Yeah. I mean, my dad is definitely my idol, basketball and in life. He's truly a great man. And his coaching career at Hampton, he's been very successful. And I think that's a little bit of what drove me to want to be a coach. Just seeing the way that he holds himself and his morals and values that he upholds in his players and the respect that he has in the community. I mean, I was privileged enough to, during the COVID issues, I was able to come back and volunteer and help with him in January. And I got to see a little bit of a different side of it. You know, I've only had him as a coach 1 year in AAU, which was so much fun. But my brother, Joey, who's 3 years older than me, he had my dad coach all the way growing up. So I, again, we kind of had different views on him and everything. But yeah, I mean, I love talking basketball with my dad. I love talking life with my dad. He really pushed me and is so excited for me to have this opportunity.
What was it like coaching with him? I'm sure that was fun.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, coaching boys as a female was a little different. Definitely. I mean, I've only been in the female game, so kind of getting into the men's game and high school boys was an adjustment. Definitely. I mean, just seeing the different coaching styles, and I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed coaching with my dad, again, picking his brain in real time. Usually we kind of talk after the games, oh, why'd you do this, or what was your game plan for that? But seeing him in action, and it was super interesting to see someone so knowledgeable to just explain his thought processes on things and why he does things in the moment. That was the cool part.
Now, yeah. I also read, you know, you've done some coaching at camps that we talked about at Hampton, mm-hmm. Mars, also at St. Vincent. So now, was coaching always something that you met, you know, you thought you might be interested in a possible career for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I graduated from St. Vincent with a psychology degree. I definitely am. I'm continuing with my master's program in counselor's education. But coaching was always on my radar. Being a point guard, it was kind of like I was a distant coach on the court.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of continuing that. Then again, seeing my dad, my pap was also a coach at Frazier. He coached my dad. So it's just been a long line of coaches in my family, and I love the game. I always tell Coach Jimmy Petrusca now that, like, I could never get away from it. Just the love that I have for it, and the game has given me so much opportunity and love and happiness that, like, I just want to give that back. That's really my main priority right now.
I want you to talk about how the opportunity opened at St. Vincent for this assistant mm-hmm. coaching job, and what was the process that took place?
Yeah, so during COVID, our longtime assistant coach, Ashley Campbell, she ended up taking a different job just for, you know, there was so much uncertainty at that time mm-hmm. of whether or not we were going to have a season or not. And same with me. I mean, the NCAA granted everyone that played another year of eligibility to play. So that was kind of on my radar. But I think the main thing was conversations with Coach Jimmy about my future. My main priority was, number one, graduating and getting my higher education and counselor's education, but again, staying attached to the game. I felt that my career at St. Vincent was one of a kind. I really had kind of a storybook ending, number one, at the end of the season, going 10-0 with my best friends and a great team that I'm so grateful for everything that they've done for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt right to come back. I knew that myself, I was ready for something else, whether it was coaching, whether it was teaching, whether it was something different. But I knew that my time playing was done. It just felt right to be given this opportunity. And then Coach Jimmy just kind of was like, hey, you know, like, you were my point guard for 4 years. Like, let's do this. And I was like, yeah, let's do this. So I mean, again, I have a great relationship with Coach Jimmy throughout. I mean, again, I was a point guard for 4 years. Just kind of, I was that attachment on the court of him. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I know Coach Petrusca really well. He's a great mm-hmm. guy, and he's really done a great job with the women's basketball program.
Yeah.
And the 11 years that he's been the coach, you know, it's mm-hmm. well-established, you know, playing at a high level each and every year. So I want mm-hmm. you just to talk about Coach Petrusca, what it was like playing for him, and now what it's going to be like working with him to continue the success of St. Vincent women's basketball.
Yeah. I mean, again, I just talked. Coach Jimmy is a great man, great guy, and even better coach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I loved my time here. I credit so much of my growth and my maturity throughout my 4 years here to him and what he's done with the program. I mean, yeah, the St. Vincent Women's Basketball program has grown into something more than basketball, and I think that's what separates us from a lot of different programs. I mean, he instilled his morals and his values similar to my dad in his players. And that's really what I felt throughout my 4 years here. But yeah, I mean, playing for him, it was a lot of growing and understanding who you are. And he wants to understand each player and how he can make you successful. I mean, obviously, he wants St. Vincent women's basketball to be successful, but he also wants the individual players that he recruits to be successful in life, even after when we leave. So playing for him, being his point guard, I mean, we've had some conversations about game time situations and what we do, and especially this past season, having Carly and I really the only returners to have played, mm-hmm. you know? So our relationship even grew this past year. Our respect for each other, 100%. He's really a mentor to me. That is a huge reason why I came back. I learned so much from him as a player, and I want to continue to learn from his coaching, and because I respect and I understand, and I love the way that he coaches. And I want to adopt some of his his coaching style into my own. So I'm super excited to be able to be back with him.
Yeah, that's great. Now, tell us, what will you be doing as an assistant coach?
Yeah, so obviously my main priorities or my main job, number one, recruiting. Mm-hmm. And I have really enjoyed that so far. Obviously, being a player, you kind of just see the recruits come in and you're just like, oh yeah, like come to St. Vincent. But as a coach, I mean, you see the whole different side of it, yeah. The whole process of it. Again, being recruited, you get the player aspect of it, but the coach and main recruiting job aspect is completely different, but I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's easier because I've lived it. I truly believe in St. Vincent. I mean, St. Vincent, the program, has done so much for me, so I feel like I can portray that to our potential recruits. But also, I am actually getting certified right now in personal training, so I will be able to put our players through some workouts and stuff like that, which will be unique. So I'm super excited for that opportunity. But also just being there any way that I can for the girls. I mean, obviously I've played with the majority of the team this past year. So it's going to be a little bit different, but you know, I want to do whatever I can to help them. I don't want to overstep in any way. But I also want them to know that I'm there whenever they need. I mean, I've been through it. I've gone through almost every obstacle that you can with injury and with some obstacles of playing. So, I'm pretty much at the player's disposal of what they want from me. So.
And how's recruiting gone so far? I know you guys are obviously recruiting everywhere, but I know St. Vincent always has a lot of local kids. And I know that's always mm-hmm. important to keep the local kids, you know, in this area.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we definitely recruit the Whippoorwill hard. We also are branching out. I mean, we've gotten some more Central PA kids. And we're also really looking to Ohio, West Virginia. We're getting down into Florida still. Honestly, anywhere. We're looking for high-quality, high-caliber kids that want to come here and really, like, let the program do what it does, you know, be open to opportunity, open to growth, and then be a high-competitive, high-achieving kid. So that's really what we're looking for.
You're going to be coaching players that you played with and just won mm-hmm. a championship with last year. So what's that going to be like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited for it. I mean, I'm not naive to the fact that there's going to be some growing pains mm-hmm. because I'm friends with a lot of them. Yeah. You know, my role has changed, but I'm also still me, and that's the main thing that I want to make clear to our girls, that anything that they need, I'm there. But also, my role last year was kind of similar. I mean, I wasn't a coach per se, but again, there's two players that came back from the previous season that have ever played St. Vincent women's basketball in a meaningful game. So I was still kind of like a coach to the younger girls. So I think I'm super excited. I'm talking with the girls. They're super excited and happy for me. So I think it's going to be a really good situation, and I'm excited.
We are talking with a new St. Vincent women's basketball assistant coach, Jenna Lafko, on DeStefano's Den this morning on 98.7 and 107.5 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, 910 WXJX, westmorelandgold.net, and the iHeartRadio app. Okay, Jenna, well, I want to switch from coaching for now, and I want to talk about your career at St. Vincent, a great four-year career it was. Now, it's going to take a while here because I have all kind of numbers that I'm going to read, so just bear with me here. In your 4 years, the women's basketball team went 71-22, 44-6 in the PAC. You guys won titles in 2019 and then again in 2021. And in your senior season this past year, a perfect 10-0. You were a three-time All-PAC selection at guard, averaging 9.3 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3 assists in 83 games. As a junior, you were named PAC Player of the Year. You averaged 13 points and ranked third in the PAC in field goal percentage and assists, and led the conference with 78 steals. As a senior, you received first-team All-PAC honors for the second straight season with 15.9 points, 5.7 rebounds, and 4.4 assists, and you went 21 of 24 at the foul line. What a great career you had. And give me your thoughts now that you've had time to reflect on your playing career at St. Vincent.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so thankful. That's really my biggest thing is I'm thankful for the opportunity and for the players that I've played with to push me and me to push them and the opportunities that I've had. I mean, now that I'm a coach and kind of seeing what's outside of playing, I was really blessed with so many great opportunities, whether it was traveling, whether it was the players I played with and played against. I mean, again, being honored with Player of the Year and some higher regional awards, different things like that. I'm just so thankful that I had the opportunity to come here and really make a name for myself.
What do you want your legacy as a player to be?
I think someone that really works hard. I mean, yeah, I was Player of the Year. Yeah, I was a three-time All-Pack player. But I think what I want my players now to know, and especially the freshmen who don't know me as a player, mm-hmm. was someone who cares and someone that worked hard at everything that they did. I mean, the girls that know me, they know that that's what I'm about, and community and family. And St. Vincent, the program, I have some of the best friends that I've played with, lifelong friends. Again, whatever you put in and being a good player and a good person is what you're going to get out of it.
You know all the stuff you did, but it had to have been like crazy just to hear me rattle all that off and actually what you accomplished. I mean, you know you did it all, but when you go back and you hear it, it's probably like, wow, that really happened.
Yeah. It is kind of like a surreal thing. It's kind of cool, uh-huh. I think, just because, I mean, I have had so much success in my playing career. I mean, at Hampton and AAU and then out now at St. Vincent. Mm-hmm. But I really just want to continue that on. I want to do what I can for the players, do what I can for the team. But it is kind of it's kind of like a weird situation to hear everything that's
Did I get all the numbers right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Even if I didn't, you wouldn't tell me that anyway. Now, I want to go back to this past year because, I mean, mm-hmm. I was lucky just with COVID and how things work. I got to do a lot of the women's basketball games.
Yeah.
I got to do the PAC championship, which was awesome because I never did a college championship game. So I saw mm-hmm. what you guys did this year. 7-0 in the PAC, 10-0 overall. You guys were regular season and tournament champs. And now I know, and I think I talked to you about this when we spoke back, I think in March, your mm-hmm. season, it was tough for you because you had an injury and you missed a few games, but you were able to bounce back, had a great year, and obviously the team did as well. So just talk about this past season.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously COVID was the main thing.
Yes.
We were not guaranteed that day and the next day and the day after that. So our main goal was to focus on that day and that day only. So, I mean, obviously our season was pushed back. We started in January. We, and I think us and W&J were the schools that came back the latest.
Mm-hmm.
So we had 12 games or 12 practices before our first game at Geneva. And it just so happened that 2 days before that Geneva game, I went up for a layup and came down and hurt my foot. So that was really hard. Definitely. I mean, there was a lot, again, uncertainty. No one really knew what was going on. I knew that it just wasn't right. Went for an MRI, was in a boot and a walking boot, crutches mm-hmm. for 2 weeks. And then once I got the clear MRI, it was kind of like, all right, let's try to play. So it was 3 games in. This was kind of a lucky, unlucky situation when we got contact trace with Waynesburg. So we were out for 9 days, and that was kind of like my time to come back. I was masked on the bench, so I didn't have to quarantine. Mm-hmm. But so that was my time to come back and get back into like game ready and shooting and getting back into it. But my first game at Bethany, that was my first game in over a year. So that was really interesting to play in and noticing how different the game is coming back that late. So my first thought was people that came back from like major injury from like ACLs or Achilles injuries. I mean, obviously mine wasn't that severe and my situation was different, but being off that long and then coming back to play, there was a lot of uncertainty. Like, do I still have it? Like, how am I going to fit in with the new team? Because I really only played with Carly. So, but yeah, I mean, we battled game in, day out, and really sacrificed a lot to be able to play because we did get tested every 48 hours. so then coming into the championship run, same thing. I mean, we just focused on the little things that we had to do. There was no big magic, hey, we have to do this, we have to do that. It was have fun, enjoy the moment, and good things will happen. And it really did. And I'm so happy and so blessed for that game. That championship game was probably the best game I've ever played in. Just, it was so much fun back and forth in the late run. And Coach and I always talk about it. It was just a phenomenal game, phenomenal fight that we showed. And then the celebration was just, was too sweet.
It was. I know. The bad thing was there were no fans, obviously.
Yeah.
And like I said, we couldn't talk. You know, we couldn't do interviews with anybody. So that whole thing was, you know, but it is what it is. With the COVID thing, one more thing. And you mentioned the injury. Now, was there ever a point, you know, like you said, you were injured. Was there ever a point where you were concerned that what if something happens with COVID and, you know, the season's over and then, you know, you're done. You don't get to play anymore. Did that ever cross your mind?
Oh, that was a fear every day. I mean, we really sacrificed a lot. I mean, Coach and I always talk about it, that it was truly lucky that, that we didn't have a positive case on the team during the season. There was so much luck that went into it. But yeah, it was an everyday thing where we got tested and we went down to the gym and waited 15 minutes. And that 15 minutes was like nerve-wracking.
I bet.
Wazoo, you know? But when we got that clear, it was like, okay, we get to practice. Let's enjoy it. Let's have fun. Let's do what we can for that day. And then the next day, it was like, oh crap, here comes. So it was a nerve-wracking month. That's really what the season was like a month. But it was so worth it. I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. 10-0. I mean, yeah, was it rough not playing 25 games? But again, it was a storybook ending for my senior year and my fellow seniors. So I'm happy with how it ended.
And you were lucky, too, because you were on two PAC champion teams.
Yeah.
One in 2019 and then last year.
Yeah, I think that experience also helped a lot. I mean, our young girls really performed well and handled the pressure very well. But it is cool for us. I think there was four of us that were on that 2019 championship team as well. So it's truly an honor to be a two-time PAC champion. We have our rings and stuff, and it's cool to really know that and understand that.
This past year's team, obviously very talented, and only three players don't return. Carly Kilgus, Katie Kramer, and obviously you were the only senior. So the group coming back, I mean, and obviously there's going to be some new players, but what are your thoughts on the team as you guys go into this upcoming season?
Super excited. I mean, we are very talented. The team is definitely different, as it is every year. We do have two players that have played in the past that are now coming back. Lauren Gamble, who's a senior, and Autumn Fennell, who's a junior. So we're super excited about them coming back. And then we're also adding seven freshmen. So the team is very new, but I think they're eager to get ready and get going this season, or this week was the first week of team conditioning and team lifting. And you can just see the excitement from everyone. And then also, there is still some unknowns with COVID. Right now, we're operating relatively normal as we can in today's world. But yeah, I mean, we're super excited for what we have coming back. But I think our main goal is not, you know, repeating or anything like that. It's just trying to get better every day, still instilling the things that we learned from COVID now, because we can't not learn from that.
Now, some of the players that were on the team last year that return, I mean, you know, have you seen anything? I know it's early, but have you seen any growth, you know, just from last year to like the early stuff you guys are starting to do now?
Yeah, 100%. I think the leadership is the main thing. I mean, again, last year, Carly and I and Katie were captains, seniors. We were the most experienced out of the bunch, but Now it's their time. The team is so new and still relatively young. I mean, yeah, they played 10 games, but that's really 10 games that they had. So number one, leadership is huge. And also, you can really see how our girls worked over the summer. They really put in the individual effort to get stronger and to get faster and get mentally ready for this upcoming season. Yeah, we've definitely seen growth.
That's good, and that's what you want to see. Now, some of the players, I mean, you know them well. Like, who do you think's going to, you know, step up and be leaders or take on bigger roles on the team this year?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, really anyone on the team. I mean, we have a big group coming back that is the core. But I'm really excited to see Ella Marconi, who is our junior forward. I'm expecting great things from her. She's a great person. We have, again, our two seniors coming back, Taylor and Lauren. We have a core group of our juniors, Maddie Weber, Autumn Fennell, Anna Betts, and then as well as Ella. And then we have our sophomores who really impacted us last year as well, Emily Cavicini, Elena Winkler, and Lizzie Bender. So I'm super excited for that core returners. And I'm also excited to see how our freshmen fit in. I mean, I remember playing as a freshman coming in, the nerves and the difference from high school to college game. But I think our girls that we have returning will really embrace our newcomers in with warm arms and welcoming and kind of get them into what we do. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, from what I saw last year, it was definitely an exciting group. And with the talent coming back and the experience those girls have, and I know you mentioned some of them, you guys all hustle. I remember seeing you guys all over the floor just diving for balls. And you know, I'm like, man, if that was me, I'd never get up again. And it's like, wow. But I mean, you mentioned Ella, too, just her. She was one of probably the biggest ones that was always all over the place. And I mean, she's now a junior. So, I mean, you know, she's already had two good years. I mean, you got her for two more. So and that's how it's going to be with a lot of these girls.
Uh-huh, definitely. Yeah, we're super excited for everyone coming back and what we can do and our ability to do it.
Okay, finally, Jenna, you played the last 4 years and now you're coaching. And you're going to have a new role now. Or is it going to be hard for you to hold yourself back from at any time when you see something happening on the court that's wrong or you don't like from just wanting to run right out there and pick up the ball and start taking over?
that has definitely crossed my mind. I mean, I kind of experienced it a little bit when I was with my dad, just because I do care and I love the game. But I mean, all jokes aside, I think my role is going to be different, obviously, as a coach and not a player. But again, my main priority is to help our guards, anyone on the court, with what they need, whether it is little things, big things, encouragement, confidence boost, whatever I can do to help, that's what I want to do, and that's what I'm here for. I may have to hold myself back and have Coach Jimmy hold myself back and just be like, Coach, put me in.
So you trade in a uniform and all the sweat for a nice dress or a nice outfit and no sweat anymore.
Yeah, it's going to be different.
I'm
going to be different trading in my
Kobe's
for some heels.
There you go. Well, Jenna, thank you very much for doing this. It was really great. Mm-hmm. Again, congratulations on a great career at St. Vincent, and best of luck to you in your new position as assistant women's basketball coach. And best of luck, and hopefully I'll get to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, CJ. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime. And that was new St. Vincent women's basketball assistant coach, Jenna Laff. Go. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning. You can like the show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.